Conor, commiserations, but it's bittersweet. It was an unbelievable performance to go to penalties, yet I know it must be heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's a sick way to finish the game, but credit to the players, like this. I don't think you see a performance from any group in this division like this. The way they stuck at us, 120 minutes for amateur players against that kind of side, and be able to stay in this and still defend for your life. And sick way to lose a game, but an unbelievable performance.
They showed great resilience to come back after, it was a sucker punch of a goal. I even think the first goal, good equaliser, but then fell asleep for just before half time.
Yeah, the two goals we conceded we're very disappointed with, but like the reaction again is unbelievable. Look, you're playing a team like this, they're going to put pressure on you and you make a couple of mistakes and they'll punish you, but I thought the reaction is unbelievable to get two goals, to react like that. It's very easy to go and they score and they open up, the floodgates can open up, but no, we reacted twice and scored two goals against them. So the player is unbelievable.
You can see maybe the difference between the Premier Division fitness and the First Division fitness, but yet your lads dug in. I mean, the cramping, the knocks, the bruises, it was just mind-blowing.
Yeah, no, like that. They did run through a wall for you. You can see that in every week, but obviously when it goes to that stage and it goes to extra time and stuff, you can see fellas, they were looking at one stage and we were thinking of making a sub, and the player we're thinking about, there was three other fellas lying down as well, so we're thinking, what do we do here, stick or twist? But they got on, like Oran, Sean O'Connell for two, I think Oran started going around the 88th minute, and you're going on at the end of the game, you're right, yeah, grand. And same for Sean, yeah, grand. They'll go through anything, they'll do anything for the club and for the team, so I can't this is enough to credit to the players.
Taking Ryan off, was that an injury as opposed to just an actual tiredness situation?
I guess it was a cramp. Like everyone else, yeah, he was just struggling. Look, he's up there for whatever amount of time and got good players on the bench to come on and do a job. So he was struggling, his calves were gone, everything else was gone as well. So he came off, but again, brilliant, absolutely brilliant for the whole game.
Is it the best defeat you've ever had?
I suppose is there such a thing? Like we said to the lads inside there, you get good days and bad days, and even though we've lost the game, you get a lot worse days than that. The performance, you're going over there, the how many Bulls fans are there, and they're clapping you off the pitch, and like that, that doesn't happen very often. They're clapping you off the pitch, and like that. Yeah, it's a sick one the way it ends. But again, so proud of everybody. The players, the rest of the staff, the whole club. The strides they've taken. 2 years ago, we weren't even in this league, and to compete with a club like that, and nearly could have took it, is unbelievable from everyone.
When you're in the middle of it, Conor, do you get a sense of what an occasion it is? And I mean, you kind of felt like one of the great days in Kerry sport. I don't know, did you get a chance to kind of feel that yourself?
You kind of get lost in it a bit, but I think certain moments there, full time, I suppose, especially when you see it out to get the extra time, you can hear the crowd and you get a glance around here now and then. You see the crowd, and again, it's brilliant that it's happening here. Like, as I said, 2 years ago, this wasn't even here. No, Bohemians are coming down, and they're lucky to get out of there in the end. So yeah, it's a brilliant occasion, I suppose. But it's the result didn't go the way we wanted.
Can you talk me through the process of penalties? I guess we saw you kind of with 6-7 minutes to go, all kind of huddled around, maybe noting down who you think could take a penalty. Was it something you practiced during the week? Was it something you even talked about? What was going through your head at the time?
Yeah, it's difficult. You obviously have penalty takers that would usually take the penalties, but obviously in a game like that, it goes so long, the players are going to come off. So there's one or two that probably came off that we might have taken a penalty, but players put their hands up, and the players that did put their hands up, especially Kennedy and Keane, don't put your hand up and take a penalty. It takes a lot under pressure, and they went up, and look, today wasn't their day, but the performances from two of them, again, unbelievable, and it won't be dictated by a kick of a ball.
Just, did Andy win the toss to choose the end for penalties? It just seems surprising that penalties were kicked in where there were no fans.
Having the clue what happened, just turned around and seen it going that way wasn't really my major concern, but I didn't see it. It's a pity it wasn't the other side. I think we might have been able to put them off a little bit more, but what can you do?
For the rest of the season now, I don't know, what is it, 8-9 games to go, how much of a boost is that going to be to have put in a performance like that, or is it just completely a one-off sort of thing?
I don't know. I think you can take a lot of positive from it and bring it in, and look, you set yourself a standard, and if you set a standard at a certain height, you can be damn sure that we're going to expect that every week, and they set a really high standard for themselves in terms of their work rate and their attitude and the way they've put themselves about and applied themselves, so they've set a new standard for themselves tonight in terms of that, so that's what we're going to have to expect every week. If you do that every week, you've got a very good chance of winning games in our league.
You have an extra day now to prepare for Longford away. Thankfully, it's on a Saturday night, and you need it after playing Sunday, and with the bodies, I'm sure, the way they are now. How do you even, do you give the guys a day off? How do you even prepare for them?
Yeah, we're down to train tomorrow, but we'll assess a sore body, so we'll probably skip that. And, you know, we'll see Tuesday. Might be a light recovery session, but it'll just look as if fresh as now, try and get the bodies right and go again Saturday. We haven't put too much thought into it at the moment. We might sit down tomorrow evening and figure out what we'll do.
Valeri was on the was named on the subs, even though in the advance it was that he was out long term. Yeah. So is he close to being back?
It was kind of week by week with Val. Like, he was kind of 2 week time, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, and he's probably back a little bit soon. You know, we thought we'd get 5-10 minutes out of him. So look, when you have a player that quality, we felt like, look, if we get the right moment, then why not have him there? So it's great that he's back in the squad around the group again. So hopefully he'll be back in and on the pitch soon.